Back at Searcy, ready to get the second half underway. Renee, this is an onside kick for Mountain Home, and the Lions have recovered, and they're going to have the ball about the 45-yard line.
They actually had a return on an onside kick. You don't see it very often, but it took a very gratuitous hop up right in number 20's hands right there.
It did. That's Griffin Love. He had a touchdown catch earlier in the ball game, and he was up ready to catch that onside kick. So the Lions will start at their own 45-yard line. Bob, I don't know. A lot of adjustments had to be made at halftime. You give up 330 yards of offense in a half. Where do you start?
Well, unless you amazingly become tacklers at halftime.
Wright wants to pass, looking to his left. Has a man open and dropped. Out of the hands of Tim Williams.
He just dropped it right there. Good job coverage in the secondary. Made him move out of the pocket and actually scramble for a little bit more time to find a receiver downfield.
11:49 left third quarter action. Searcy leads at 34-12. Right. Completed the 50-yard line, and this is going to be nearly a 10-yard pickup. The catch that time made by Tanner Leonard. He's just shy of the 45-yard line, so third and a yard coming up here for the Lions.
Well, a little short, real short post, almost a slant route that time. We got to be a whole lot more aggressive coming up, making that tackle. Don't let him run to you. Once you see where the ball is at, go get it. No.
Guthrie, first down run and then some. He's inside the 40. 35 down to about the 32-yard line. They needed one, and they get 14 on the carry by Johnson Guthrie.
Oh, they're pulling those offside linemen, just leading them up that hole, and that running back is getting in behind them. It's just hard to find.
This is the backup running back that's starting, their starter not in uniform tonight. Here's a pass to the end zone, incomplete. Williams had a chance and couldn't haul it in. Now, Caden Williams had the coverage for Mountain Home, but that's one I think Tim Williams probably should have caught right there.
He knows it, too. Caden did a good job getting his hand up, but it hit him right in the hands and the chest and just went right through to the ground.
So it's going to bring up second and 10 from the 32 of Mountain Home with 11:08 left in the third. Three-man front for the Bombers. Right side pass incomplete, intended for Leonard, and that was not a well-thrown ball.
No, that was not a well-thrown ball. Didn't. Receiver is open, just a little flat route right there, and he was wide open and just a poorly thrown football that time.
Lions with two receivers on each side. Guthrie the tailback. 11:05 left third quarter. Third and 10 here for the Lions. Guthrie, right side, is incomplete through the hands of Griffin Love that time. It was a high ball, but one I thought he probably should have caught as well.
Should have caught that as well. Sometimes when you go into a big lead at halftime, you don't come out as focused. And, you know, they've had, three or four drop balls on this drive right here. It tells you that their focus is not where it needs to be.
Fourth and 10, the Lions will go for it. They don't punt much at all. So fourth and 10 here for the Lions. Right. Rolling to his left, looking downfield, fires across the middle, complete. Williams has the catch inside the 20. They convert on fourth down.
Well, you got to see that break on the football.
A 13-yard pickup to the 19-yard line. And a first down here for Searcy. 10:51 left third quarter. Lions up 34-12. Ball is given to Guthrie up the middle. Big run. He is in for the touchdown. It is Johnson Guthrie with the touchdown. He only had four touchdowns on the season coming into tonight. He scored three tonight. His third.
Once again, not a very good job of tackling. You know, don't get me wrong. Search is doing a great job blocking up front. Once they get into the secondary, we're not doing a real good job of being aggressive and tackling them.
Searcy will try the extra point now. Lead right now is 28. They'll try to make it 29. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 41-12. The Lions lead it. 10:41 left third quarter. This is Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank. Our customers say it best.
Ten 10:41 left in this third quarter. Bob was just checking scores here. Did you say West Memphis is tied at halftime?
Tied at halftime with Pine Bluff. Wow. I mean, West Memphis beat Jacksonville 3-0 in overtime last week, but you told me that was played on that grass, terrible field at Jacksonville.
Yes, in pouring rain.
In a pouring rain, so I understand that better now. I thought maybe West Memphis would just hit a rough spot.
Searcy's going to kick this one deep. Wright's kick is going to bounce at the 5 and get into the end zone for the touchback. And the Bombers will start at their own 20-yard line. 10:41 left third quarter action, 41-12. Searcy with the lead.
We're going to run out of fullbacks. Aldridge is playing in the second half either. He cramped up pretty good at the end of the first half and couldn't hardly move during the pregame warm-ups or halftime warm-ups.
Junior Williams is on a knee on the sideline. He has not been out there at all tonight. We knew he wouldn't start. Whether he played or not was still up in the air. It's not an injury-related issue. So we've not seen him. Austin Lance went out, they think, maybe a broken hand. I'm sure I have x-rays tonight or tomorrow and find out more about
the
that. Bombers have
fumbled
the football, and this Lions have recovered. First play of the second half for the Mountain Home offense, and they lose it at the 20-yard line. Second turnover of the night. That's the second fumble lost by the Bombers. So Searcy will take over at the Mountain Home 20-yard line. If you missed some of the first half, Aiden Ritchie did not make the trip tonight. He's back home sick. Now Lance is sidelined with a possible broken hand. So that's two-way starters on the line, both offense and defense out. Pass across the middle. Williams makes the catch and hangs onto it as Colton Peters drags him down at the 3-yard line.
That was a good catch in traffic right there. Two defenders around him. He did a good job of getting his hands up, catching that football, and getting it into his body.
Lions at the 3-yard line. That was their 17th first down. They're on the verge of invoking the mercy rule. Pass in the end zone is complete for the touchdown. Looked like the pick play again, but it worked as Williams gets the touchdown.
You just two receivers out there, and they just ran a little X pattern, and both defenders went with the out man. The guy crossing the middle was wide open.
So the margin's up to 35 points now, and that means the Lions have invoked the mercy rule. That means the rest of the way the clock's not going to stop except for timeouts and after scores. Here's the extra point, and it's good. 48-12. It is Searcy with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Conifex is proud to support Arkansas High School football because teamwork is the only path to excellence, both on the field and in our plants. With operations in El Dorado and Glenwood, Conifex is proud to employ more than 250 of the best people in Arkansas. If you're interested in joining our Conifex team or want to learn more, visit conifex.com for more information. To our players tonight, good luck, play hard, and stay safe.
Back in Searcy, 9:56 left in the third quarter. Lions getting ready to kick off once again. Peyton Wright will kick it deep again, a high end-over-end kick. Bombers will catch it at the 7-yard line. They return out across the 15, the 20, the 25, and that's where Mountain Home will start as Sorrells had the return that time for Mountain Home. So the 25-yard line is where they mark him down. That's where Mountain Home will start with this possession. .9:49 to play, third quarter. Junior Williams still on the sideline. This will be the second offensive play of the second half for Mountain Home. Toss sweep as the pitch goes to Bashirs, and Seth is going to make his way to the 29-yard line. Pickup of about 4 on first down.
The one thing he did, he had that ball held high and tight. He wasn't going to give the football up.
Seth got the start tonight in the backfield, one of those halfback positions. Second down and 6 here for Mountain Home with 9:06 left in the third quarter. Searcy leads it 48-12. Don't forget next week, wrapping up the regular season, wrapping up the year at home. It's a Thursday night game next week. West Memphis comes to town. Bombers back to the eye. The ball fumbled, picked back up by Tabor. Swing pass right side is complete to the running back, Hershberger. He's going to make his way out to the 35-yard line and very close to a first down.
Well, he's close.
He is. They're starting. He's already got it. So first down for Mountain Home. Eighth first down of the night for the Bombers. .8:18 to play. Third quarter. Searcy up 48-12. Searcy with the 3-man front. They'll walk those backers up, make it a 5-man front, and ball is given this time to Brock Boget, who's in a fullback again, and he got popped.
Well, he did a good job of busting off a tackle right there, but he got sandwiched high-low for one from each side. That's a dangerous-looking play right there.
He's going to come out, and Shod will come in at fullback. It was a 2-yard gain, so 2nd and 8 coming up here for Mountain Home. 7:27 left in the third. Unbalanced line, strong to the left this time for Mountain Home. Ball is going to be given to Shod. His helmet comes off. He's going to be tackled for about a 2-yard gain to the 39.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Well, the helmet traveled about 15 yards down the field.
It went on down the field quite a ways.
So 3rd and 6 coming up here for Mountain Home from the 39-yard line. Boget back in. It was Aldridge that started at fullback tonight. He came out in that second quarter. We've not seen him back in there since. Junior Williams has not been in there. Here's the play action. Tabor to pass. Across the middle. Complete. Sorrells has a first down into Searcy territory. Down to the 46 of the Lions.
Well, that was a good job catching the football in traffic because he was surrounded by 3 red jerseys right there. Little release off the line of scrimmage and a good throw and a tremendous catch right there.
A 15-yard pickup as Sorrells makes the catch. .6:29 left. Third quarter action. Searcy up 48-12. Toss sweep. And, boy, there's nothing
ball
there. Ball came out, and looks like Mountain Home was able to fall on it.
Boy, did he got stripped. strip from the running back here, and just a good job. I think Dylan Pausch fell on the football that time. And, you know, he's around the football quite a bit.
He is.
It's on the ground, onside kicks or whatever, just naturally seems to find him.
Loss of three on the play. Bojay out, Shad in. Shad will be the fullback here with 5:49 left in the third. Ball is given to the fullback, Shad, and he's going to take it back inside the 45 to the 44. Picks up five on the carry.
Nice little seam right there, good crease, and hit it up in there quick. Here comes Junior.
First time we've seen Junior Williams tonight. Comes with 5:25 left in this third quarter. He checks into the ballgame for the first time. No down lineman this time for the Lions. And a pass is complete to Junior. And he makes the catch, takes it to the 41-yard line to pick up about three.
A little fake to him. Plus, we've run several times, and Dawson did a good job just get rid of that time because he was really pressured in the backfield and hit and knocked down. And Junior got the ball. You know, the defender made a great tackle. The only place he could do is go low, and he just took his legs out from under him. I was hoping he'd try to tackle him high, but he went low and knocked his legs out from under him.
Fourth and five here for the Bomber offense with 4:36 left in the third. And the give is to Junior, and he's going to come up a yard shy. Makes it to the 37.
I thought maybe they jumped off sudden. There's a flag going in the middle of the pile right there. That's a dead ball foul. I don't know.
We'll have to see what the penalty is. He comes up a yard shy. If the penalty is against Searcy, it would keep the drive alive for Mountain Home. And I believe it is. The way they're pointing. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Searcy. So it is going to be Searcy ball because it was dead ball, right?
Yeah.
So the Lions will keep the possession. And there's been some mouthing going on, Bob. Folks may be wondering, it sounds kind of odd tonight because there's no crowd noise. We are inside an enclosed press box. But even though we can't hear as much up here, you can see what's happening.
You can
there.
See the mouthing and referee stepping in between them and pushing them apart and stuff like that. And that was number eight on Searcy. I don't know what he said or what he did, but one of the coaches got on him as he came off the field. You know, it's just unfortunate that was fourth down. We don't get to retain the ball, but it was a dead ball foul and after the play was over, so the result of the play counts.
So the ball's at the 22-yard line. Pass complete across the middle to...
First
down.
As a defensive back, you saw that coming. You need to break on the ball when it's thrown. Don't let him catch it and run to you. Break on the football. And
Leonard on the catch that time. A 13-yard pickup to the 35. 3:48 left. Third quarter. The Lions up 48-12. Trips to the left side now for Searcy. Handoff is Guthrie up the middle. Slips a tackle at the line of scrimmage and works his way out to the 42. He's going to pick up seven.
Well, they're just catching us in that three-man front, outnumbering us up there. And big old bodies. Now we see Junior come in on the defensive side. We hadn't seen that much this year, have we?
No, we haven't. Bomber's pretty thin up there without Lance and Richie.
Well, we are.
Boy, he's going to be playing nose guard, too. Junior Williams is. New quarterback into the game for Searcy. He's going to run with it. This is going to be a first down run as Bryce Dixon comes into the ball game at quarterback.
You know, don't look for Searcy just because they're way ahead to run the football a lot. That's not their style or what they do.
Apparently Dixon was just in for one snap because now Wright is back in the ball game. That was a first down run out to the 49, a 7-yard pickup. Trips to the right side. .222 left in this third quarter. Rice pass is going to be deflected. Good job. Oh, they're going to throw a flag on that.
Oh,
wow. Lawson stocked him with great coverage, and they're going to get pass interference.
That's not a good call right
no,
there.
No, it wasn't.
You know, that guy was way out of position to make that call. You know.
Yes. Pass interference against Mountain Homes. Going to move the ball 10 yards, give the Lions a first down. There's a ball down to the 36, 15, I said 10, 15-yard penalty. 3 for 21 tonight against Mountain Home. And a play action, the pass complete left side.
Oh,
and a missed tackle and a touchdown. Searcy, wow. The Bombers miss a tackle on Tim Williams at the 20-yard line. He takes it to the house, 36 yards. Williams' second touchdown catch of the night. Fourth touchdown pass for Peyton Wright tonight. Had 17 on the season coming in. He's tossed four to this evening.
You know, they're not throwing long routes. It's just short routes, and we're not making plays on them. Once they catch the football, we're laying back and waiting. And
Searcy to attempt the extra point. Wright's kick is up, and it's good. 121 left in the third. The Lions lead it 55-12. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, subject to credit approval.
Back in Searcy, 121 left third quarter still. It's 55-12, Searcy on top. Right with the approach in the high end-over-end kickoff. Sorrells will take it and drop it. Pick it back up at the 7-yard line. The return up the middle. Now
drop
the ball
again.
Is loose.
Golly.
And a fumble recovered by the Lions at the 25-yard line. Searcy has the football back. Boy, you know, Bobby bobbled the kickoff originally, picked it up, and actually had a nice return up
he
the
did.
Middle. And got hit from just an arm, kind of came in and raked his arm and knocked
he
the
did.
Ball
he,
loose.
You know, he did a good job of not panicking once he misplayed the ball to begin with and picked it up and had a great kickoff going, kickoff return going, and just a stray arm getting, yep. You know, just if you hit it just right, that's all it takes sometimes.
Junior Williams still in at nose guard for Mountain Home. Searcy has the ball at the 26-yard line. And now they do have a new quarterback in there. That's Reed Carpenter. Hands it off. It goes straight ahead to the 18, a pickup of 8 on the carry.
Looks like they've got a bunch of new offensive linemen in.
And skill position players. They've subbed out everybody. That's a whole new lineup out there. Owen Stewart is the running back. Damian Young is in the game at tailback now for the Lions. 26 seconds left in the third. Young is going to get the carry, and Young will make his way to the 15 before he is knocked backwards. Pickup of 3, and that's going to be good for a first down for the Lions.
That should end the why they stopped the clock for?
They're not supposed to because they're moving the chains. Whitehouse reminded them not to stop it. He's out there waving his arm. That'll be the final play of the third quarter. It's 55-12, Searcy on top. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!